With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Here they come. House impeachment managers delivering a single article of impeachment against former President Trump to the Senate, walking it over from the House to the Senate. Democrats accuse Mr. Trump of inciting the Capitol riot. Republicans insist he did no such thing, noting the unrest began even before Mr. Trump had finished speaking to a rally at the Ellipse, and they say the president urged a peaceful assembly, adding that there is evidence the violence had been planned well in advance. President Biden is upping his goal of COVID-19 vaccinations to 1.5 million shots per day, with daily vaccinations already at or near 1 million. Mr. Biden says the ultimate goal is to make a vaccine available to everyone who wants it.
I think we'll be able to do that this spring. But it's going to be a logistical challenge that exceeds anything we've ever tried in this country. But I think we can do that.
Meanwhile, the CDC now requiring proof of a negative COVID test before those traveling abroad are allowed to re-enter the U.S. Also at SRNNews.com, it was a powerful tornado, the twister that touched down late last night in the Birmingham, Alabama suburb of Fultondale.
17 people were sent to the hospital with some pretty significant injuries. That's not uncommon for a tornado that looks to be as strong as this tornado was.
John DeBlock at the National Weather Service, one person was killed and there is considerable property damage. People are digging out across the Midwest where a winter storm has dumped a lot of snow across a vast area, at least 4 inches across most of an area stretching from central Kansas, northeast to Chicago, and southern Michigan. Wall Street Dow futures up 67 points. NASDAQ futures down 4 points. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Boardman. Police are still looking into what caused a big crash on an area highway. It happened last night on I-95 near International Golf Parkway in St. Johns County. They say a van hit a tow truck as the truck driver was trying to make an illegal U-turn onto the road. 4 people were reported injured, but all were expected to make it. An area school system is looking for a new top cop. This past weekend, Michael Edwards resigned his position as director of the Duval County Public Schools Police Department. News for Jax reports that last month, a grand jury said that the district had been underreporting both gang activity and the number of crimes taking place. Assistant Chief Wayne Clark Sr. has taken over as chief on an interim basis. A man died after his motorcycle hit a tree, but Jacksonville police are still trying to figure out why it happened. For now, they've only said that other vehicles were involved in the crash on Beach Boulevard yesterday afternoon. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jacksonville's only morning local political talk show, the Ed Dean Radio Show. News, opinion, and your chance to call in with your opinion. Weekdays 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 600 WBOB. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with that usual slow traffic on JTB headed east, right between Hodges and San Pablo. Add an extra 3 or 4 minutes, and if there's anything you see, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today and a high of 79. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 63. Right now, 64 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Biden overturns the ban on transgender people serving in the U.S. military. A statewide Florida grand jury studying school safety accuses the Duval County School District of underreporting crimes and gang activity happening inside of the public schools. And new COVID-19 cases are down in the U.S. by 21% over the past week, the biggest drop in a year.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM,
WBOB.
Hey, good morning. A lot of good emails coming in. Ed at WBOB.com. After the morning show, you can always listen to our podcast. It's up. Go to WBOB.com and click on the Ed Dean Extra. We're going to get to your calls in just a brief moment. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, former federal prosecutor, Jacksonville City Councilman, and the CEO of K-9s for Warriors. Rory Diamond is in the studios with us as well. COVID cases. It's amazing. They see the biggest drop in over a year. Reuters News.
Miracle.
The United States reported a 21% drop in new cases of COVID-19 as all but one state reported declines in new infections and the number of coronavirus patients in hospitals also fell. It's the biggest decline in the past year, according to a Reuters analysis of state and county reports.
But yet the vaccine rollout still is becoming short for many states, even in Florida. And according to Fox News' Peter Ducey, of course, you can blame it on Trump is what they're saying. But nobody knows what the inventory supply is right now.
And because of confusion, this White House is blaming on the Trump administration. Nobody here has been able to tell us yet how much vaccine inventory there is. But the president says he thinks that anybody who wants a COVID-19 vaccine should be able to get it by the spring.
Articles of impeachment went over yesterday by U.S. House managers, and now the U.S. Senate will take up the issue. But according to Fox News' Mike Emanuel, Chief Justice John Roberts isn't going to preside over
the article of impeachment accusing former President Trump of incitement of insurrection is underway. While the trial will not start until February 9th, 17 GOP defections are needed to join with Democrats in order to convict. Some Senate Republicans are already arguing the trial is unconstitutional since President Trump has left office. Chief Justice John Roberts will not preside. Instead, it will be Senate President Pro Tem Patrick Leahy, who is pledging to administer the trial with fairness. But having a Democrat senator in charge likely adds to the argument from Republicans that this is not a legitimate process.
And because of the riots that took place 3 weeks ago, tomorrow, the National Guard is now being reported that they will stay through in D.C., through impeachment and through the month of March.
Among the concerns, the threat of another attack on the Capitol during the trial. Up to 7,000 National Guardsmen are expected to stay in Washington through mid-March due to potential threats, despite no violence on Inauguration Day.
Barack Obama said, hey, transgenders can serve in the military in 2017. President Trump signed an executive order banning that. Now, since Trump's out of office, Joe Biden has signed his executive order overriding what Trump did. Reporter Johanna Greenaway.
President Joe Biden has signed an order prohibiting any service member from being forced out of the military on the basis of gender identity. The order reverses a Trump-era Pentagon policy. As President Biden signed the order, he said he is, quote, enabling all qualified Americans to serve their country in uniform. The order also calls for the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Defense to re-examine the records of service members who were discharged or denied reenlistment under the previous policy.
Now, while members of the Biden administration have said that if you're fit, you can serve, you want to be in the military, and you maintain the standards, you should be allowed to serve, while others say that this is nothing more than political correctness. Federalist senior editor Molly Hemingway.
Well, the job of the military is to fight and win wars, and there are many people who would love to serve in the military who are not allowed, whether it's because they have eczema, or they're too tall, or they're too short, or they have irregular menstrual cycles, or high blood pressure. And the list of reasons for people who can't serve is quite long. And the actual decision about whether to subject our warfighting capabilities to the ideology of transgenderism is something of a no-brainer.
So they say that it should not be allowed. Rudy Giuliani, who was out and about over the aftermath after the election cycle, was saying things like this.
Each one of them has, in one degree or another, almost the same pattern of activity, one a little bit more than others. This was a pattern that was set by somebody in Washington because everybody else carried it out exactly in the same way.
He was referring to many cases of Dominion voting machine. When he was asked by Maria Bartiromo, he didn't know who he was referring to.
So you think somebody in Washington directed this and directed the big cities in the big swing states to do these tweaks, whether it is the processing of ballots incorrectly or harvesting ballots, et cetera? Who did this? I mean, that would suggest this is organized, developed. Who was in charge? Who directed this then?
I have no idea.
He says he has no idea, but defamation lawsuit by Dominion Voting Systems for $1.3 billion. Sidney Powell, of course, had to drop her Kraken lawsuit. They exposed Lynn Wood for what he has said and the fraud he's been. Now Dominion says they plan to go after Rudy Giuliani for disinformation about Dominion, where Giuliani over the last several months made comments at legislative hearings, on a podcast, on Twitter. Dominion says, we want you to stop and we're going to sue you for it as of right now.
Dominion Voting System slapped a whopping $1.3 billion lawsuit against Donald Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani, accusing him of defamation in what it called his, quote, big lie about widespread fraud in the 2020 presidential election, and deceived millions of people into believing that Dominion had stolen their votes and fixed the election. Giuliani said in a statement that Dominion's lawsuit was intended to intimidate others from exercising their free speech rights, adding, quote, Dominion's defamation lawsuit for $1.3 billion will allow me to investigate their history, finances, and practices fully and completely.
Well, wait a second. Here's my question. You didn't have a lawsuit to check that out before? 831-0600, 904-831-0600. You guys ready for this one? This has been a hot issue all morning. The Duval County School District. Accusations by what is known as a grand jury, and nobody's being indicted. What is taking place right now is that the chief of police inside the Duval County School District has stepped down. Many are believing the reason why he did it because there was a scathing report by a statewide grand jury studying school safety among all the school districts here in Florida. The school safety report accuses the Duval County School District of underreporting crimes and gang activity inside its schools. Quote, they said that the grand jury said that Duval County School Districts artificially reduce crime statistics by allowing administrators without any legal training to decide whether a crime is a petty act of misconduct. Here's the report from News 4 Jax.
The head of police for Duval County Public Schools has resigned. It follows a grand jury.
Yeah, let me get the clip right here. There we go. Try this one here, Raj. There we go. Well, I'll get to it in just a moment. All right, anyway, 904-831.
Schools.
There we go.
Michael Edwards. He was the executive director of the Duval County School Police Department. However, this comes nearly just a few weeks after a grand jury report, a statewide grand jury report that accused the district, singled out Duval County Public Schools for underreporting crimes and gang activity that happens inside district schools here. It said the district's policy artificially reduced crime statistics.
Now, I want you to hear this one more time. The school district artificially here reduced crime statistics.
District's policy artificially reduced crime statistics by allowing administrators to basically decide what counts as a petty act of misconduct.
831-0600, 904-831-0600. Before I take some calls, question real quick, impeachment. Can a president be impeached once he's out of office?
Absolutely not. Look at the Constitution. It is so plain. It's there in black and white. Impeachment is for someone who's in office. The whole point is to remove them from office. If they're out already, it doesn't matter.
Now, I want to get to the school district in a moment. The argument by some Republicans are, well, wait, how can you accuse him of inciting a riot when there's news reports all over Facebook and Twitter that they were going to do this no matter what before Trump made his comments?
Yeah, look, that's a good defense to this silly impeachment thing. But, I mean, impeaching him again just shouldn't happen at all. He's already out of office.
All right, let me talk about this. And you're a former federal prosecutor. I want to get some calls at 831-0600. The Duval County School District is being accused by a statewide grand jury. It's called the School Safety Report.
Right.
They have said that Duval has artificially lowered its numbers. In the private sector, if you did that to your book numbers, it's called fraud.
Yeah, absolutely.
Having said this, so they say that they've underreported crimes and gang activity. The school district responds by saying, quote, over the number of years, they say that the report is basing this on the number of years of problems. Well, my point is, wait a second. You mean you've had numbers of years of problems and you still haven't been reporting it?
Yeah, no, this is outrageous. So of all the school districts in the entire state of Florida, they picked one to highlight in this grand jury report, and that's Duval County.
No, hold on. Wait. Did they? Hold on. Yeah. I don't know what the rest of them have done. I just know that this is about the school district.
Yeah.
Police department, the chief was resigned.
Yeah.
So did they single out Duval?
They looked at the entire state, but there's only one school district that they said, this is so bad that we have to say Duval County, here's the stuff you were doing wrong. That's how bad this was. And so, of course, this guy had to go, but the buck stops at the top, right? You have the superintendent who has known about this problem and who has knowingly put...
Dr. Dinah Green.
Absolutely, and knowingly put our kids at risk. And this is a lady who ran around the county saying, we need to raise your taxes, make our school safer, but just completely ignored this issue.
We took some calls from people this morning, and they said, hey, this has been going on. Here's the question I'd like to ask you. I want to get some calls. I'm going to start off with James, who's waiting very patiently. 831-0600. Here's the questions I like to ask. Number one, do you trust an in-house police force hired by the Duval County School District, or should it be JSO?
Like, personally, I think it should be JSO.
I agree.
Most of those officers they hire anyways were JSO or retired JSOs.
Okay.
So, I mean, you're talking about the same people. It's about accountability, though.
Number two, because I'd rather have JSO put the fear of the almighty than a principal. Here's the other question. The principal can probably, I mean, if some kid gets in a small fight, the principal knows who he is. Okay, call the parents. I get that.
Yeah.
But I could not believe there was this much gang activity and crime in Duval. I would think this would be in South Florida.
Look, all high schools are, you know, Lord of the Flies. And so
touche.
I mean, they're tough, but you've got to have...
We need Morgan Freeman's.
Yeah, right? Well, you got to have discipline, though. You've got to have something.
But how bad is it here?
It's bad. And it's not all over the place, but there are definitely places that are tough where there's guns,
where
there's
knives. So who do you blame? Roger asked a great question. Is this a pandemic that all the principals are doing this? Is it just only a few? I don't think we know.
I don't think we know. And I think that if I was the superintendent, I'd go and find out. But we haven't heard of any internal investigation that they're going to figure out what's going on.
We had a caller call in this morning. We're speculating. He says that two JSO officers, they weren't going to go along with this. And so... The audience saying, well, wait a second, that means that the rest of them went, I have no proof on that, we're just speculating.
Right.
But I wouldn't think JSO would put up with this stuff if you had a principal says, hey, we need to fix this report.
That's why it's about accountability and lines of report. If you're worried about your job, of course you're going to do whatever the principal says.
All right, I want to take some calls on the other side. I want to give plenty of people plenty of time. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Is it this bad in Duval County of crime and gang activity in our public schools, or is this overstated? Should we have JSO, or should we have our own local police dictate where and who should be watching the schools? And the school safety report says, hey, Duval is pretty bad. They're underreporting. In other words, they're not properly reporting their numbers. What's your take on this? We're going to get you all your calls coming up next. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Lane Avenue and Roosevelt Boulevard. Add about 4 or 5 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today and a high of 79. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 63. Right now, 64 degrees.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I served in the United States military for 20 years and 3 days. When I came home, things were being noticed by my wife. She's the one that told me to go get help. I literally started crying the first appointment. I have PTSD with anxiety, So I was introduced into the world of the service dog. Canines for Warriors saves shelter dogs and trains them to be service dogs for veterans. 90% of the dogs from Canines are rescues. Things before I had Hannah were pretty rough. I couldn't walk into a store, into a movie theater. And with Hannah, I have that ability to do that. She's by my side 24/7. It was not just one life that they saved. I believe they saved both of our lives. It allows me to be that husband, to be that father. I feel a part of me is coming back that I used to be before I deployed.
Hey, look.
Your monthly donation of $22 or more will save lives now. Become a guard dog and support Canines for Warriors. Lines are open now. Call 1-800-959-1059 and visit www.caninesforwarriors.org.
All right, let's take some calls. Let's go to James. Hey, James, good morning.
Morning, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, I think this somebody's telling them to deflate it. If you look at Jacksonville, they've been trying to attract businesses to come here, major businesses. And it's really hard to do that when your school system sucks, and then you also are they have high crime rates in the school. So in order to incentivize people coming here, most parents look at how the school district is functioning if they're going to move to that area. I think it's being manipulated from within. They need to have an outside source like JSO come in and crack down on it. They need to report what's actually going on in these schools. As a recruiter, when I was recruiting, they had a lot of problems in Jacksonville schools.
So it hasn't changed, or has it?
No, it hasn't changed. It's always been bad there. Just look at the crime in Jacksonville. Look at all the shootings. And you have to remember, it's going to be a direct reflection, and it's going to reflect upon the kids and everyone else around. I mean, it's a systemic problem that they have there, and you just can't assume, well, it's just the adults. It's happening all over in Jacksonville. That means it's going to infiltrate the schools as well.
Hey, James, let me ask you a quick question. I'm not saying this. I think Mike Williams is a pretty cool guy, but isn't it always possible? I don't think he would put up with it, but yeah, you're right, it's political, but I don't think JSO would put up with any determination by your local school district telling them to lower the reports. I don't think they do that. Do you?
No, and that's why I said JSO needs to go in there. They need to have an outside source. When you have your own policing district, you can manipulate it by telling them, hey, this is what we want you to report. If you have someone from the outside, it's a little more difficult to do that, unless somebody from high up's pulling the strings.
James, I appreciate the call. He's got an interesting take I want to follow up with in a moment, but let me squeeze in some more calls. Let's go to Bruce. Hey, Bruce, thanks for calling.
Hey, I've got an interesting theory about this underreporting of school violence, and it's a shame that it's come to this, that I would even consider this as a possibility. But I would not be at all surprised if the reason for underreporting has something to do with political correctness.
How so?
As in, which schools have this gang activity, and if it doesn't fit a certain narrative, if it points a finger towards any ethnic groups or anything like that, I got a funny feeling that there's a good reason there why they might underreport.
Oh, okay, I see what you're saying, okay. Interesting.
You know?
Yeah?
Yeah. Just a thought.
All right, man. Let's see what some people say on that. James had said something before. You're on the city council. You're a business owner at Canines for Warriors. I mean, you're the CEO.
CEO, yeah.
Canines4Warriors.org. By the way, Rory Diamond in the studio is with us. If I'm part of an economic development commission, Chamber of Commerce, whatever, and you want businesses to move down to Jacksonville or whatever area your city you're listening in, two people I take. I take a school board member with me to brag about the education.
Right.
And I take, you ready for this one, Raj?
Mm-hmm.
I take a member of the police force going, hey, man, we've got a hold on crime. I don't see that happening. You heard what the caller said. James, it's happening. And we had one caller say, we found out the crime was going on because we had to go Yelp it. We had to go Instagram. You said you read the report.
Yep.
Duval was the only county that stuck out, huh?
Yeah. Oh, and it was.
I hadn't read the report yet.
Yeah, no, it's scathing for Duval County. It's embarrassing. When I looked at this, I was like, can't believe. I mean, like, I don't have a lot of faith in the leadership of our school board, but I was like, this is really bad.
Some people said, well, we don't have the money to do it. Clay County over there raised taxes for their own little police force over there.
Oh, give me a break. This is the worst managed school district in the entire state without question.
By the way,
over $1 billion and they can't seem to figure out anything.
I'm with you. Here's my question. If it's all about money, well, we need to save money, then why wouldn't you go and have a contract with JSO? Because hear me out for a second.
Yeah.
If you hire, I don't know how many, Raj. Let's say you hire 50 for all the schools. You have 100. does that mean that you now you have to pay them and give them benefits and put them in the retirement system?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's like their own police force. But this was never about money. This is about control. They wanted to control the police force. There's no quote, no question about it.
Really?
So they weren't necessarily saving money by starting their own police department?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
So you mean they have them so they can under... Man, it's almost conspiratorial here, Rory.
The report said this has been going on for years. Was it happening back when JSO provided resource officers?
Yeah, this is a long-term
problem. So it wasn't
something
new with respect to their own internal police department.
No, but they should have known, though, right?
But hold on, this is a massive issue. But back then, JSO was reporting all of this.
Certainly a JSO officer is more likely to report a serious crime than this private police force.
Exactly.
No question.
That's my point. But the Duval County School District, see, I think this even goes before Diana Grade.
I do too, but she knew about the problem. She should have done something about
it. That's right. So, or at least PR'd in a good, well, never mind. Because the bottom line is they say what's been happening for, so you mean to tell me that you've been underreporting this for years?
Yeah, and putting kids at risk. That's the piece. It's not just about this number out there. It's that kids went to school and they were put at risk.
I'm going to take a quick break. Here's the question to what Bruce just asked. What schools is it?
I mean.
That's what I want to find out. All right. 831-0600 Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Light traffic on 95 headed north, right between Bay Meadows and University Boulevard. Add an extra couple minutes, but definitely expect it to slow down even more. And if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today and a high of 79. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 63. Right now, 64 degrees.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that, and we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what you paid when you trade in your Underwood diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up two for one like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Are you worried about working till you drop, losing your job, or not being able to retire? Lifestyles Unlimited members learn how to leave those worries behind. Tune in to the Del Walmsley Radio Show and discover life-changing information, like the principles we use to provide for our families and run our businesses, why you should have real estate in your portfolio, 5 ways real estate makes you money, and a whole lot more.
Weeknights at 9 on WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1. The Answer.
All right, let's squeeze in some more calls. Let's go to John. Hey, John, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good.
Hey, so I'm in a little segment. I'm actually, I can't talk too long. I'm on duty myself, but and I'm not going to really divulge where
that's
I work.
That's fine.
I've noticed a lot of crime statistics themselves nationwide haven't been reported on this year entirely, or this problem might arise in the future to come. We're going to start seeing these issues, exactly what you've been talking about, arise. Now, as far as y'all are talking about JSO coming in and doing this job, I see a huge problem there. JSO's having an issue, getting quality candidates and guys, retainment of officers there on the force. It's a lot of moving parts when you talk about this issue, but when I heard that this morning, it's of no surprise at all to me that that's happening.
Wow. John, I appreciate you chiming in this morning, man.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for the call. But I got to get going. I was going to ask him, could you not sit back and say that JSO, for example, let's say they do some extra work, they get paid extra. If they wanted to do some work on, let's say, with inside the school, they could make more money.
Yeah, or they could have a kind of a revised drop program, bring back retired officers just to do that,
But you're saying put them on their JSO.
Yeah, absolutely.
Interesting. All right, we're going to go to Don and some other calls coming up next. Give you guys plenty of time. 831-0600 800-951-0000. More coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. House impeachment managers delivering a single article of impeachment against former President Trump to the Senate. Democrats accusing Mr. Trump of inciting the U.S. Capitol riot. Republicans say he did no such thing. President Biden is upping his goal of COVID-19 vaccinations to 1.5 million shots per day, and daily vaccinations already at or near 1 million. The CDC now requiring proof of a negative COVID test before those traveling abroad are allowed back in the U.S. It was a powerful tornado, the twister that touched down late last night in the Birmingham, Alabama suburb of Fultondale. One person was killed, number of people injured, also quite a bit of property damage. On Wall Street, Dow futures up 67 points. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning. I'm Adam Wortman. His bosses didn't say why he quit, but not long ago, a grand jury had some harsh words about his job performance. Over this past weekend, Michael Edwards resigned his position as director of the Duval County Public Schools Police Department, a resignation which was made public yesterday. News 4 Jax reports that just before Christmas, the grand jury said the district had been underreporting both gang activity and the number of crimes taking place. Edwards had been in the top job for 5 years and spent more than 3 decades in area law enforcement. His assistant chief, Wayne Clark Sr., is taking over for him on at least an interim basis. Police are still looking into what caused a big crash on an area highway. It happened last night on I-95 near International Golf Parkway in St. Johns County. They say a van hit a tow truck as the truck driver was trying to make an illegal U-turn onto the road. 4 people were reported injured, but all are expected to make it. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Sharon Mills hopes you remain safe, healthy, and most of all, encouraged. While most of us have never experienced anything like this pandemic, think of the difficult things we've already conquered. During this new year, let's give thanks that we remain strong in America, where dreams never die. Those who keep moving and have faith, even when everyone else stops, will get to their dreams faster. Sharon Mills Realtor wants to hear your dreams. 904-534-6887. 534-6087.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Light traffic on 95 headed north, right between Bay Meadows and University Boulevard. Add an extra couple minutes, but definitely expect it to slow down even more. And if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today and a high of 79. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 63. Right now, 64 degrees. Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A statewide Florida grand jury studying school safety accuses the Duval County School District of underreporting crimes and gang activity inside of the Jacksonville Public Schools. New COVID-19 cases are down in the U.S. by 21% over the past week, the biggest drop in a year. And former President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is being sued by Dominion Voting Systems over fraudulent election claims.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Oh, man. All right, let's get some more calls, 831-0600. Let's go to Don. Hey, Don, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey. I'm involved with the school system in a school advisory capacity. I've been doing that for over 25 years.
Hmm.
I talk to a lot of teachers and principals. I meet with the principals in several schools every month. And what I hear is The teachers are told not to report it. Take care of it yourself. We don't want a bad reputation. It's all about reputation. Each school doesn't, you know, the principal doesn't want to look bad. Of course, they're pushed by the school board not to look bad. You know, you don't want to look bad. We don't want our school system to look bad. So they cover up. They, you know, they can't get the discipline handled the way it should be because they don't want bad reputation.
Yeah, I bet you there are teachers out there that love to tattle on the students, but yet, to your point, they're told not to. I wonder how...
They're told not to. That's exactly right.
How long has this been going on that you have seen, or how long do you think it's been going on?
Like I said, I've been involved very closely for over 25 years, and it's been... It just gets a little worse every year.
Does this predominantly happen in all of the school districts, or only in a certain kind?
All of them. Because the principals are moved around from school to school. This way they keep the principals under tow. You can't keep a principal in one spot. They don't keep one in one spot for more than two or three years. They move up to another school. It's like
a revolving door. I got to go. I appreciate the call, man. Let me set this up. For those of you just tuning in, and we got some other stories I want to get to. A little bit on impeachment, all this other stuff we've been talking about. The Duval County School District, I didn't realize it got singled out by the whole state. Rory Diamond, by the way, is with us right now, former federal prosecutor, Jacksonville City Councilman. The CEO of K-9s for Warriors at K9sForWarriors.org. Big story we've been playing today is that Duval County School District has been accused by the statewide, I guess, it was done by Scott and then more done by DeSantis.
Right.
Bipartisan, I think it might have been. But anyway, some sheriffs and other groups, it's called a grand jury. No one's getting indicted.
Right.
It's just maybe indicted, I guess you could say.
They go investigate these things.
Right. Yeah. And so they're doing a statewide to find out how the school safety measures are. And they said that they've been checking things out. And they say that Duval County has been artificially lowering its numbers. In other words, they're not accurately reporting the numbers, underreporting the gang activities. Now, that's shocked me. And the crimes out there. So the school system came out and says, well, wait a second. Their story, their focus has been what's been going on for several years. Well, why not? You want to see the before and after. So you mean to tell me that Duval County's been underreporting the crimes and the statistics for that many years?
Yeah. But who cares about the before and after? Because there is no after. It's not improved.
Right?
It's the same problem. It gets worse year over year.
I don't want to make this a political thing. I remember we had reported on this after February the 14th, after the Parkland, Florida shootings.
Right.
There was a story, I think we covered it on Fox, a couple of the ones that, I know some of you are going to hear me out. Obama came in the White House and told schools, hey, listen, you can kind of water things down. If you don't report, in other words, don't report this as the activity, only go for this type of illegal activity. Kind of like the marijuana thing, you know. If you got a few ounces, they arrest you. And I understand if you know the guy and he's not really wanted, you give him a citation, he shows it in front of a judge. That is based on the discretion of the officer. I get that. But some of these had been going on in the Obama days, they said, was by lowering, in other words, If that was considered 10 years ago is a bad statistic, don't report it anymore. We'd have talked about that then.
Yeah, 100%. Well, here's the problem right now with the liberal ideology in these things. They say, yeah, we want schools to be super safe, and that all they do is talk about guns. On the flip side, though, it's not politically correct to actually arrest a kid or to get them, as they say, justice involved. You can't even say get in trouble or anything anymore. So, I mean, look, there's just some kids who shouldn't be in the general population of the school because they put other kids at risk.
What is the solution then, Rory? I know we have Maddie V, which is the school that the kids who have disciplinary problems go to. I'd love to see every county in the state with a military academy where every student is in one of the branches of the junior ROTC to add discipline, because a lot of these kids come from homes where there's just no discipline in the home.
Yeah, 100%.
No wonder they don't know how to act when they get to class.
Roger, you have this exactly right. So, I mean, look, I'm passionate about juvenile justice reform, and I don't think there's such a thing as bad kids, but you actually have to use your brain, right? And put kids in the place where they're going to be successful. Some kids need discipline right up front.
Exactly.
Put them in a military thing, huh?
Well, I say, you know, every county, why not have a military academy? It's a place of honor, prestige, respect in the community. They're in every parade, you know, carrying the nation's colors. It gives them self-esteem, patriotism, pride in the country, and they carry themselves a lot better, and they get some things instilled in them that they aren't getting on home, unfortunately.
Roger for school board. I'm in. Let's go. I'll write the first check.
Hey, so here's the question that, and Roger brings an interesting point, is... let's see, and I like the idea of the military school. I kind of get that. Here's the other thing I guess I'd want to ask is that if this is happening, is it all the school districts? And if it's only happening in some, is it we don't want to report it because it may be unfortunate that the percentages may happen to be those in a school in the black community? Okay, you understand? Because then the argument is, well, now you, which you're always going to get from the left, okay? Oh, it's a race component. It's things like that as well. Is that what we're afraid to talk about?
I don't know if that's our issue or not. All I know is that you ought to have one standard, and if a kid breaks a certain law or does a certain thing, they all ought to be treated
there
the same one way or the other.
Absolutely should be one standard. However, if we look at the major crimes that have taken place at high school campuses all over this country, it hasn't been from black kids, you know, from what we can gather.
Well, the shootings, haven't. Those are all white kids.
No, I mean, I don't think this is a race issue. This is a discipline issue, and this is about making sure our kids are protected.
I'm totally with you, but we've seen, for example, in many counties, we've reported on this at floridadaily.com, it is just the way it is that the percentages of those that normally get suspended, those that have been talked about, even in Duval, have been those, unfortunately, in the black community. And so I ask, well, so what it is the argument comes out, right? I'm just saying the argument comes out, well, this is racially done, and it's unfair. And
there's some truth to that, though.
And some people will argue that maybe sometimes the schools and the administration of the in-house discipline that doesn't escalate to the law enforcement level, are they being a little bit more harsh on the minority kids, thinking they need to be more harsh, be dealt with more harshly?
I think that the evidence bears that out, that that's actually true. If you're a white guy who does something at Fletcher High School, you're going to be treated differently than a black kid at Raines. Those are the statistics. That's just a fact.
Right.
That's why I think there ought to be one standard and hold every kid to the same discipline standard.
And don't give the principal the ability to say, okay, this is no big deal.
But hold on. Wait, hold on. But here's the thing. Should the principals have a little bit of guidelines like a judge has? The judge may sit back and go, hey, Rory, I'm going to throw the book at you, or you're still going to serve time, but not as much. I mean, if you got a couple of kids, have gotten a couple fight, but the principal knows, hey, listen, this is just, I know this, Bob. What do you do? Do you just automatically sit back? Because I got emails coming in going, do I really want JSO going after something for something minor?
No. So you're getting right on the biggest issue. So there's stuff to just like keeping a school kind of calm and normal, everyday high school, disciplinary issues, right? Somebody stole a book, somebody spray painted something. Those are one thing. I'm talking about serious crimes at our schools. Kids bringing guns, kids bringing knives, big fights, assaults. Those are the things that where you actually need to have consequences.
But
you can't
on,
just
but
look the
on.
Other way.
Is this, but what you just said, according to the report by the grand jury school safety report statewide, what you just said, is that what is being underreported? Because I don't know how many crimes out there they consider to be.
A kid can take a gun to class and it doesn't go to the police department.
This is what we're. No, absolutely. These
Rory
are the things we're talking about. We're talking about kids bringing guns and knives. We're talking about serious assaults. We're talking about gang activity.
Wait, hold on.
Drug
you mean
sales.
Okay? So according to this report, you're telling me that the report says this is not being reported.
It's underreported. So sometimes it's being reported, but it's not. It's so bad in Duval County that they picked us out and say, of all the counties, you're doing this the worst on the underreported.
So, but underreported, can it not also be that it's not being reported? In other words, if you got 10 activities in one school, why are we going to only report 5?
Yeah. I mean, it's one or the other, right?
I don't want to blame the principals. Obviously, they're told to do this, and it's something system-wide. It's a systemic problem that we probably need to deal with. But what are the consequences if we ask the county loses money needed to educate the kids? I mean, we've got to fix the problem. I'm a solutions guy. How do we fix this?
Well, we got a leadership problem, in my opinion, with Dr. Diane Green, who didn't own this, who didn't fix it even though she knew about it.
Wouldn't it be more bragging rights to sit back like the one of my favorite movies is Lean on Me with Morgan Freeman. Didn't like it. If you look at the story, members, and you guys will understand what I mean by this comment, members of his community didn't like him. Members of his own party like him.
He passed away a few weeks ago, and my wife heard the report. Said Morgan Freeman passed away. No, it wasn't. It was the principal.
The unions, the school unions didn't like him. I mean, this guy, I mean, to me, that's all. But what I'm getting at was that it was all about like tough justice, which is what I like, boots to the rear end if need to be. So what I'm saying is that are the principals being told by who? The school district? Because if it's me and I'm Dr. Diane Green, and I know a lot of this could have happened beforehand.
Right.
What I'm saying is to me, this would be bragging rights. I came in, we had this, and that, and we've revamped the numbers.
So, but you're living in a world where a principal stays more than 1 year. We have high schools here who've had a different principal like 7 years in a row.
Because here's the other question, that if they're not properly reporting the criminal activities, then the next question is, Raj, What are they not properly reporting? Are they overinflating the numbers of graduation rates?
Well, we know all that happened, right? We know that happened.
And a few years ago, we reported on it.
Yeah. I mean, so this is all news. Yeah, so we're not getting like good data out of Duval County School District. That's just a fact.
Do you think that that the city council gets enough coverage and let's be honest, do you think that there is more coverage on the city council of a Lot J or the JEA than what we cover what the school district does?
It's insane. Like, look, I mean, rightfully, there's a lot of attention on Lot J and on JEA and all that stuff. Absolutely, as you should be. But I feel like the local media just completely ignores these massive scandals
I agree.
At the school district.
I think the school, very few, but I think the media, with all due respect, did not, you know, they get a press release and that's how they run it. They did not properly cover the numbers of the school tax proposal. They failed to meet with it. It was too busy about, is it legal that the city council can do this, do that? They did not properly talk enough about an investigative story of where did the money go. They failed it.
100% agree.
100%. Local, not national. Yeah. Local.
No. And look, I mean, it's like a majority Democratic school board. It's a liberal institution. And all they wanted, the local media has absolutely protected them from real scrutiny.
School board's bipartisan, nonpartisan.
Right.
That's how the Democrats are winning.
Maybe, so is my house.
All right. More coming up next. 845. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with some light traffic on Phillips Highway heading north a little before 295. Add about 4 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Mostly sunny in the morning, cloudy by afternoon, the high 79. Cloudy tonight with a low of 63. Right now, 65 degrees.
You're busy, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Tunis Restaurant offers the original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. A pound of gizzards or livers is $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp just $9.99. The classic chicken sandwich is just $3.99. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook at Z-Best The Original. Happy New Year from Z, the founder.
If you don't have a MyPillow, or if you know someone who doesn't, now is your time. Because for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows. Yeah, the one that started it all for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for $29.98, originally $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. Now, this is the time to buy. Not only are you getting the lowest price ever, $29.98 for a standard queen premium, but Mike is extending his 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays at noon on WBOB.
What is his definition of unity is a question that I think he needs to answer. He doesn't answer questions at all from the press. Is unity whereas we are going to understand that people have differences of opinions but still come together on shared values? Or is it the Soviet style of unity where it's more unity is the absence of opposition?
Listen for Charlie Kirk every weekday starting at noon on AM 600 WBOB. WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. New COVID-19 cases are down in the U.S. by 21% over the past week, the biggest drop in a year. Former President Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is being sued by Dominion Voting Systems over fraudulent election claims.
And more blue states are reopening their economies, but some Republicans are critical of the move, claiming the Democratic governors only made these decisions once Trump left the White House.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
You will not laugh. You will not cry. You will learn by the numbers. I will teach you. Now get up!
That's the military school you're talking about, right, Rog?
Well, they need to have some discipline. You know, let them pick, you know, the branch they want to serve in, and, you know, they get some discipline and treat it like West Point for high school, yeah.
You know, I am all in favor of, you know what, I think we have too much love. I think what you need is I need Gunnery Sergeant Hartmans in every school. I mean, truthfully, like I said with the JSO, do I really want, if I need to put the fear in, because the fear will... Not love all the time, depending on the child, but fear can turn into. But sometimes fear can eradicate problem. Do I want JSO cop putting the fear of the Almighty in me if I did something wrong, or do I want a principal?
Yeah, no, I get it. Look, I went over.
I'm gonna call your parents.
Look, John Rood built a new school, the Classic Academy, over in Riverside. I'm telling you, that place has the best discipline I've ever seen of a school in my entire life, and those kids come from all over the place. So if you start from the very beginning, from the day one, having a certain standard of discipline. The place is amazing, and they're holding to it.
Now, with discipline, there's consequences. What happens to the kids when they act up?
I mean, they go through their process, right? They've got a very deliberate thing, but the kids want to be successful there. Listen, every single morning, they say the Pledge of Allegiance in Latin. I mean,
really?
They're on a next level of seeing what you can do with any kids in our district.
I love school choice.
Me really too.
Do.
Why in the world? Nobody talks Latin anymore.
Look, it's a Classic Academy. They're doing wonderful.
But why? Except for maybe the Catholic Church, there's still some old traditional Latin services. But why in the world? Have them learn Spanish or Mandarin.
I'm just saying. No, I'm telling you, there's a whole bunch of things you learn. Just like your brain learns how to memorize. You do all sorts of great things if you're kind of stick with some of these
very,
classes.
Very often, Ed, you don't always get this. You know, if you learn certain disciplines, it helps you in other areas of life that
not
think are related.
But why not do it where you can make you? Nobody's making money at Latin. You can make money learning Spanish and Mandarin.
Go be a doctor. You have to learn Latin.
Well, you may have
that's
me
true.
On that one. All right.
You're trying to stop the careers of future surgeons.
Yeah.
Go learn Mandarin. Mandarin, Chinese taking over everything. All right, let's go to Amber on line 8. Amber, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning. I took Latin in school, but anyways.
See, Amber's brilliant.
Yeah, it's tough. But I wanted to talk about the transgender rule, and I just wanted to ask you, wasn't Trump kind of wanting to roll it back because he was saying so much, so many of the people that were in there wanting to get their, the surgery done, and that it was falling on the taxpayers? Or am I mistaken about that?
No, what you bring up a very valid point. What Amber is talking about, it might have been Fox. I don't remember. There was a story that came out. They don't know the true amount. They think it's like 1,500 or 2,300 that may be transgender in the military. But Amber brings up a valid point.
Right.
I think it might have been one of the Army news publications had said that reported that when a lot of these people go in, they're supposed to serve 3.5 to 4 years, and then they go in, they serve, and then they get the surgery, and then they're out for like 15 months.
They get the Bruce Jenner surgery paid for by the taxpayers as opposed
Roger,
to having to come
it's
up.
Caitlin, okay?
Oh, sorry.
So, Amber, your point's exactly correct.
Okay.
All right.
I thought it was something more. They're making it sound like it was like more he was like against transgenders, but I think it was more economic kind of a thing.
More military readiness. You got a great point. You know, I mean, for example, that's like saying insurance companies, if you try to sit back and go, well, hey, I want to have insurance, and then the next day I want to report that I got cancer right away, or and they got to do a blood test, I get it. Or you got to have a surgery. They're going to sit back and go, no, that ain't happening right now. Now, group health insurance, maybe. But what I'm saying is that for all these individuals to go in, like Caitlin, anyway, like get the change, what I'm saying is wait, for almost 2 years, you don't serve in the military? No, that's what I get that argument.
Yeah, this issue gets so much coverage, though, but it's such a small number of people.
I'm with you. It's just a story today.
Yeah, it just gets blown up so much out of proportion.
I know. By the way.
Hey, who wants to get that surgery?
And by the way, we have a lot of transgender elected officials.
Not
here.
A very long line.
Do we?
But a bunch of cross-dressers. They run as a conservative, and they transgender into a liberal. How do you like that one, Rory?
So, no, I disagree with that. Because I think you're demeaning transgender people by associating them with politicians. I think that's wrong.
We have a lot of political cross-dressers out there. Trust me.
There's a lot of rhinos, that's for sure.
Yeah, so anyway. All right, more coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Still dealing with some light traffic on Phillips Highway heading north a little before 295. Add about 4 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE, 901-7233.
Mostly sunny in the morning, cloudy by afternoon, the high 79. Cloudy tonight with a low of 63. Right now, 65 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
1 year ago, my latest book, America's Expiration Date, The Fall of Empires, Superpowers, and the Future of the United States, was published. The timing was terrible because of the pandemic that was beginning to surge. I had intended it to be a warning that the U.S. could not continue on its current path, or it would inevitably suffer the fate of other nations. Their common denominator? Uncontrolled immigration without assimilation, massive national debt, the loss of a shared moral sense, and disbelief in God. Every one of those and more are visible and increasing in America today. What can reverse our course, I'm often asked. One thing is to put our children in private or home school so they will be taught the truth. Another is to reduce the number of abortions. How do we do that? By helping your local pregnancy center. A third and the most important is to humble ourselves before God, confess our national sins, and beg for a revival. I don't see any other solution. It certainly won't come through politics or politicians. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Just want to remind everybody that the third annual Clay Sporting Shooting Event, and I sponsor this every year. It is the bomb. Clay Sporting, we got women and men's tournament. You sit back and go, Ed, I've done the shotgun a few times. I love the Clay Sporting. Hey, come on out, man. It's going to be Saturday, February the 27th at 9 o'clock. This thing's going to be over by 12, but we got food. You could actually, not from us, because we're a big sponsor of the morning show in WBOB, but Rory will tell you, we're going to be giving away guns as well. For further information...
We like guns.
I love guns. Go to Facebook.com, look for the First Coast Friends of the NRA. This event's going to be Saturday, February the 27th at the Jacksonville Clay Target Sports. Or if you email me, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com, I will send you the information. The proceeds, of course, go to youth activity programs, how to refuse to be a victim when it comes to gun violence. Also for women's education programs on well, and when it comes to their firearm skills, and also for disabled and paralyzed veterans that are paralyzed. So this is a good outfit. So don't forget, just email me at wbob.com, and I'll give you More information. Councilman Rory Diamond, the CEO of K9sForWarriors.org. Good show today. Thank you again.
Man, thanks for having me. This is good stuff.
It's good stuff. Always a different issue. And we'll be ready to go tomorrow morning. Thankful to God every day for the show. Great calls this morning. You can always email me at WBOB.com, and we'll be ready to go tomorrow morning right at 6 a.m. right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 Fruitco. Talk Radio.